This is Davin's Den.
Okay, we are back. Yeah, good song, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really good.
Thanks.
Enjoyed that. Much harder than your other stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some, what's it called? Scambusters. All right, let me get my shit together, and Pip can come, we'll do some Ann Jackson, and Pip can give us our totals, and we will do this.
I'm still singing the song in my head.
Good girl.
Our first category is Mr. Davin. She might say it too. You never know. I'm going out on a limb because he's talking to the first victim A. So I think maybe let's try Fraud Star for category two, and for category number three. The word fake. So we're trying out something different here because she's an unknown quantity.
All right, I'm going to go my usual five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going four Fraud Stars.
Okay.
And I'm going to go eight fakes.
Wow. Okay. Wowie. All right. Well, I'm going to go with three Mr. Davins. I'm going to say one Fraud Star. And I'm thinking four fakes. Joe's girl says five Mr. Davins, one Fraud Star, and two fakes. All right, we're all over the board.
All right, we're going to start with... I was just thinking of a fucking fix for the equipment.
We're going to start with... Wait a minute, you know what I could...
No, I thought of something, which I'll play with later on. I'm going to be up to 3 a.m. fucking putting this shit together for a show that might not be able to be uploaded.
Ah, oh, that's fun.
Yeah, we need to have a meeting with our back office staff.
As long if as you can get them, good luck.
Oh, great.
New website's coming.
Yeah.
New website.
I know a really good brand of coleslaw if we're going to have a pickle meeting.
That was a good diner, except when they had the exterminator there.
And it closed down shortly thereafter. Yeah.
Closed down to exterminate just after we went to eat.
Yeah.
Depending how it went out, you might have been exterminated.
Yeah, right.
All right. December 19th, 2014. So this is a message, an email that Ann has forwarded to me that she sent to another anti-scammer.
Oh, okay.
His name is Jeff, so it goes, Jeff, did you remember the mail I sent you before? I did not reply, but here is another mail from the bank. So we're going on the journey with somebody else.
Oh, boy.
Jeff will be playing the part of me. Before I got the bank in info from Paribas Union Bank in Paris, Yorkshire Bank PLC in UK, and then Maybank in Malaysia, and the final one is RHB in Hong Kong.
Whoa.
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah.
Sounded better than the other tune.
You were singing on the other tune?
No. It's just playing keyboards, better. Yes. Right, exactly.
All the banks do exist. All the banks exist. So he's telling Jeff this is all real. Now see this email. How can you judge it? Please see the email. This is from Ola Malikin Igbeyi Lola from December 15th, 2014.
Irish gal.
And this is to Ann Jackson, and this is for, I've never heard this name before.
Oh.
Good day. This mail serves as the final verification of your account details regarding a pending transfer to your account. Please view the details contained herein and confirm correctness of your account information. to enable transfer concluded. And this is Olamilakin Igbayolola, the fucking an African name. That's what this
Salam
is.
Salam alaikum.
And this is Feedco Limited Property Management Group, third floor, B Wing, Amazing Grace Plaza. So they give the fucking address. And Lagos.
Okay.
Phone numbers. And then here's this.
You're looking at the computer. I can do something about the song.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, really, listen to this guy. I just did what he told. I worked on it the whole night, about 4 hours, caterwauling.
Caterwauling.
Joanna, this we did this years ago. So Joanna's like, what the fuck is going on in there? I'm trying to get this done. I'm trying to eat dinner. I'll stick your head in the food. Leave me alone. I'm going to get this
stick
done.
Stick your head in the oven.
I go, I can't eat till it gets done, so shut your face.
All right, so then we get something from Mrs. Inga Britt Helenius to fund beneficiary.
Fucking
words. Beneficiary. This is to inform you that I came to Nigeria yesterday from New York after a series of complaints from the FBI and other security agencies in Asia, Europe, Oceania? Is that a country?
Oceania?
Well,
no.
I mean, that's what you would call like Australia, New Zealand.
Oh. Antarctica, cool. South cool. America, and the United States of America, respectively, against the federal government of Nigeria and the British government for the rate of scam activities going on in these two nations. I have met with President Dr. Goodluck Jonathan of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. By the way, that was his real name. It's not like some made-up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was about to shoot a really at that. Wow.
No, that was his real name.
Wow.
Of Nigeria and some other top and concerned bank officials of Nigeria who claim that they has been trying their best to make sure you receive your fund in your account. Right now, as directed by our Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon. By the way, that's
legit,
the real guy.
Legit, right.
He works at a bank, so Ban Ki is really a good name
think
for
him. Think he got hired for that? Hey, you know what? That kind of rhymes. What are you going to do? You got the gig.
Yeah. You seem very Ban Ki to us.
Yeah. Sorry, Deposit Smith. He came first.
Like I said, it's like I'm working against all the elements. We're working with...
Sorry.
This all needs to end.
Right.
We are working in collaborations with the Nigerian Economic and Financial Crime Commission, the EFCC, the government of Nigeria, to affect the payment of your compensation of an amount of $10 million approved by both the British government and the UN into your account without any delay.
Mm-hmm.
The only fee you will pay to confirm your fund in your account is your accrediting fee, which will cost you only but $98 to the UN. You have no other payment to make except the accredited fee.
Wait, so a fee to the UN?
You know how that works.
Of course. The accrediting phase.
So they got the correct characters, which is an upgrade.
Yeah.
But I smell scam.
Hmm. Yeah, it's still simmering.
Boy, they're only asking for $98.
I know.
It's a start.
Yeah, I see your point. Yeah.
Sincerely, because then it goes from there.
Right.
Sincerely, you are a lucky person because I've just discovered that some top Nigerian and British government officials are interested in your fund, and they are working in collaboration with one Mr. Richard Graves from USA to frustrate you and thereafter divert your fund into their personal account. I have a very limited time to stay in Nigeria here, so I'd like you to urgently respond to this message so that I can advise you on how best to confirm your fund in your account within the next 72 hours. Here we go. Here we go. A little pressure.
Urgently.
Time,
urgent.
Yep. Time's ticking. Note that the accredited fee is must and very important, so take note of that. So all this other shit is bullshit, but the fee.
The accredited fee is a must?
That's a must.
Okay.
Every communication should be made through the email address below, mrs.ingrabrittahelenius83@yahoo.com, because that's how official emails go.
Of course, you always correspond through a third party.
Yes. On how to send the $98 only. For oral discussion, call me on this number, which I just acquired in Nigeria today.
They're going to talk about oral?
Yes. Note, we have asked for the above accredited fee to make available the most complete and up-to-date records possible immediately. Contact me via email for instructions on how to send the $98. Any other contact or payment you make apart from the accredited fee is at your own risk. Don't fucking pay any other scammers.
Yeah.
We will like you to respond to this call to avoid any further delaying. Do not be afraid for the fee when replying this mail. Include your position and address so that we can register it here. Sincerely, Mrs. Inga Britt. Oh,
yeah. Include your position?
Yeah, I'm sitting.
I smell some bullshit right here.
I do too. Really,
but really. I don't think Anne would smell this bullshit.
No. No.
I don't know. So Anne goes, thank you for your help. So then this
she would.
So much then, obliged.
So then this is Jeff responding to Anne. Hey, Anne, except using her real name. If you verify the bank accounts are real, then I would say that they are being used for illegal activity and the owners of the accounts could be bribing officials to stay out of trouble. I'm not sure how things work overseas, but in the U.S., that is about the only way someone can get away with it. As long as everyone gets their cut, then nobody gets in trouble.
Hmm. Wait. What is he saying? This is Jeff, right?
Yes.
So he's saying that there might be somebody who's real here, but the other people are asking for their slice of the pie before she gets help. Is that?
Yeah, I don't see it that way. I see this whole thing as bullshit.
Yeah,
I think if there's a slice of bullshit, it's a whole bullshit pie.
Yeah, this isn't a Mexican jail we're talking about. This is like a whole bunch of scammers.
Mexican jail.
Well, you know, you can pay your way out.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to fund the wall. We're throwing the whole country in jail. Going to put a cage around everybody. Then they want to go out. That's going to build
the
wall.
They have to pay their way out.
So yeah, he's got everything covered. Mexico is paying for it. So she writes, "Hi, Jeff. I need your help. Kindly post those fucking idiot people. Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Sarah Francois. There it is.
Roll call.
James H. Miller and Parker D. Green. Parker D. Green. They are real. Mr. Davin admitted it.
Oh, no.
One on the board.
I most certainly did not.
No, you didn't.
I never, ever admitted it.
Well, she threw your ass under the fucking bus.
It's not the first
fucking
time.
No.
Now she's throwing my name under the bus to other anti-scammers.
Right.
Which really is concerning out of the whole bit thing, because you're helping the anti-scamming community. She's taking your fucking credibility away.
She most certainly is. Fortunately, if it ever came up, I'd go, well, you know, we have a collection you can listen to.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
you can see how many times I told her they were real. Not.
Exactly. They owe my money. I want Brown Cotton to go to jail. This is why. They destroy my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
UN Secretary Melvin Santos is a fucking idiot. This is the truth. Do not expect these people, because they are the same. They are the same. They fuck. They are same. Are black mafias. I can't read it because it's not written right.
No, it's not English. Don't worry if you struggle. Yes.
So Jeff responds, "I'm going to go through all of your emails and get everything together and make sure I have it all posted. There is so much information on them. I'll probably have to make more scammer profiles to cover it all." LOL.
Wow.
Well, he's buying. Well, you know, listen. You get introduced to them that you don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
Jeff, thanks anyway. That idiot Melvin Santos is fucking assholes.
But his sexual preference is none of it.
I know.
Well, he's not going to be able to work at that school with Karen Pence's. I'll tell you that much.
No way.
Yeah, but he had to fill out the queue at the end.
The queue for queer?
Yeah. It was a shot.
Mercilessly.
This is what I know. I know a lot now. David Copper, UK, EFCC, James H. Miller, U.S. Marines, Parker D. Green, U.S. Marines, Brown. I thought he was in the Army. I thought one of them was in the Army.
Yeah, I didn't know there were Marines involved in
at
all.
Brown Cotton, IC3, Interpol, Eric
Roll Gore, call.
And Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois.
And then UN Melvin Santos are fucking black mafias. They choke the victim's money. Legal process is called advanced fee fraud. I did call FBI in 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2014. And the truth is that the FBI did not deny Brown Cotton while reporting him to cheat on me. They never fucking said he was real.
No.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when are they...
These people are idiot.
Just one. They can all...
They're like the Voltron of idiots. They collect... They're a bunch of smaller idiots who form one big idiot when all together. The Voltron of idiots. There you go. These people are idiots saying they want to help the victims, but in fact they do not. James H. Miller, Parker Green, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, and Melvin Santos are using me to arrest the scammers. They are thieves. They cheat on my company money and my money. They are U.S. citizens, and they use their fucking idiot power to destroy my whole life.
I wish I had fucking idiot power.
I would say you do.
I would like to harness that.
I would say you probably fucked a lot of idiots.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. I didn't harness the power correctly, though.
Harness the power.
What was that from? I don't know.
I don't know.
There was something.
I thought it was from some dim reach in your psyche. Harness the power. You just wrote that.
No, it was from something.
Mm-mm.
Should be left there. They are thieves. They cheat on my company money and my money. They are U.S. citizens, and they use their fucking idiot power to destroy my whole life. They are very shameful. Post them on your site always. I never forget them. And now to Damn It All Red.
Ooh.
Guys are both very excited about that.
Yes.
Love the enthusiasm. Business. Please see this idiot victim. It always gets credibility when you write like that.
Yes.
They truly speaking, she is not a real victim after reading her mail. You can judge some women who just want to be princess or get American dreams.
What?
You heard the woman.
Okay.
I do not understand it well, and I write it
before. That means three of us.
That's shocking.
I do not understand it well. U.S. soldiers are good for me. They are like mafia, shooting the enemies only.
That's the job.
Yeah, shooting the enemies only.
Yeah.
That's generally a good job.
That's what they're supposed to do.
No friendly fire today, thank you.
This is what I sent to the victim, so-called, and then uses her name, Victim A.
Oh, man.
She's a so-called, too.
Yeah.
We're all so-called in her little world.
Mm-hmm.
I will never contact you anymore. You should blame for yourself.
Okay.
You asked for help, but you did dirty on me.
Well, you know what?
It turned one Cleveland steamer.
Yeah,
right. It cost extra, but it was so worth it.
God will punish you. This is what we call payback.
Okay.
Her and God, they call it that?
Yeah, sure, yeah. They got together. Never read. Never bother me. Because you have to take responsibility for what you've done to me. The truth is that the many people around the world lie to the real victims. Think about what you did to me with fucking anti-scam hunters. This idiot, Davin Rosenblatt.
Oh, my God.
I've lost
now she's making sense. Yeah. Look at her. You go, yeah, it's lazy. Yeah, yeah. Hey, really? Yeah, you see stupid. Really? That's the look. Good. Thanks
yeah,
for fitting. Good,
no,
good.
It was you having your internal conversation with yourself.
Yeah. But it was out loud.
Yeah.
Which isn't surprising.
And you made the look I was suggesting. Good. All right. Good. Works out well.
There's another look I suggest, too.
Yeah.
This idiot, Davin Rosenblatt, did the same to me.
And I don't me. His stupid son, me.
And I do not like him either. No, but no. I haven't been responding to Anne. She's still forwarding me all this shit.
I know, but she doesn't like you.
Hey, I'm here, you know.
I know. It's like I can hear you.
Well, at least if she's going to talk shit, she's not doing it behind my back.
There's right. a girl, right.
He did not investigate it before.
Oh, come on, you bitch.
I can understand why people in the community had a problem with this woman.
Yeah.
He is also assholes.
How many are you carrying these days?
Six.
He's also yeah.
Half a dozen assholes. I have.
He's also assholes.
Maybe you guys are part of my assholes.
And maybe it's including Sam. Well, I'm glad we're not left out. We're a team, you know.
Team of assholes. Yeah. Assholes unite. He is also assholes, inviting the idiot anti-scam hunters, so he also needs to take responsibility.
For what?
What?
You know what I did. You're part of the asshole team. You should. You were there as I was doing it, assholing along with me.
Yes, sir.
Lessons in life. You will never get what you want in the future because you do hurt
me
with those fucking anti-scam hunters who I know. Shame on you. I blame you because you are fucking blind. You do destroy me too. Shame on you. God will watch
you. Stop right there. She is calling you asshole anti-scammers, the other ones. Okay? The two people have clarity. And she's saying you don't understand. You spelled it out. I don't understand where her thinking is right now. Not that we've ever really been clear cut on it.
She's not getting the answer she wants. She's having a break.
But meanwhile, she's putting you guys down when you're showing her evidence and she's putting, you know, the anti-scammers down. All the
when you're emotionally invested, sometimes evidence isn't evidence. Mm. It's right. antagonism.
Right.
So what we would call evidence in this circumstance.
She's calling being antagonistic.
Yes. I am being a complete asshole. When people are emotionally involved, the thinking shuts off. If she was thinking clearly, she would know over the months, years, whatever. I've been working through her with this and tried to give her answers, and I showed her evidence that these are not real scammers. She's emotionally invested that these are real officials, and that she's onto something big that nobody else can see.
But then it's interesting when she turns and we go through about three pages where she calls them scammers.
Yeah, but then she'll turn
is she
around,
schizophrenic?
Some of them.
She could be unwell.
She could be. I mean, but then she only sees some of them as being scammers, but she's like, but those are American service people. Oh, really? Come on.
I blame you because you are fucking blind. You do destroy me too. Shame on you. God will watch you. Another thing he's got to fucking keep an eye on.
That's a little creepy.
You're shameful saying you believe in your religion, but in fact, you are an idiot woman.
Wait, who's she talking to right now?
Victim A.
Oh, okay.
I do blame a lot of people because these authorities are fucking black mafias. They use
me.
Stealing my research. Delusion of grandeur.
Yeah.
Stop once more. These authorities are black mafias. You call them authorities, but then, two sentences later, but they're black mafias.
Don't take this the wrong way. No, please, hear me out on this. The president will say something, and in 2 seconds he'll say the complete opposite, and because people are emotionally invested, they won't see the fucking obvious. Yes, Joe, you're pointing out the fucking obvious because you're not emotionally invested like Ann Jackson is. She can't follow her own plot. Because in her mind, the story's already played out, and everybody who disagrees, whether they show proof or not, is out to get her in wrong.
Yeah.
That's where we are. Okay. They use me stealing my research. What I got is fucking mess. Fuck away!
Fuck away!
Just fuck away! Fuck away, Victim A!
Classic to me.
It sounds like a porn star that also fights crime. I gotta go. I go. Uh oh, there's crime. Fuck away.
Do you want me to get Amaru back on the horse? Yeah. So we can make that movie?
I'm. Oops, got a zip up. Foof 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 foof. The foof foof wings. Foof foof foof.
The foof foof is weird.
I think we finally made Blue Hawk an interesting character.
No, Blue Hawk, they're two different people.
No. Blue Hawk is interesting.
No,
he's
no.
Fucking away.
No. Fuck away. What happens is when fuck away, when crime is slow, he's blue balls. Now, you know, but Blue Hawk is different. Fuck away is a different character.
Fuck away.
Fuck away's got no future.
Yeah.
we know what he'll be busy doing.
Fuck away!
Why is he flapping?
Because he can fly.
Wouldn't his dick be like a repeller or something? Maybe the ball's flapping?
Well, if you got his zip up, his cock retracts.
Retracts.
Retract. Like the
like
landing
a yard,
gear.
Like a ruler.
Yeah, like landing gear.
Like landing gear.
You know, comes right in. Balls, balls tuck under. You know.
His genitalia is the space shuttle landing gear.
Yes, sir. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you for the simile, lead host.
I'm here too. Now that I do, I'll get back.
Chizzy's in town. Okay.
I'm paying attention too, Joe. If you need my services,
thank you, Sloppy.
You know I'm here for you. Now the team knows we might be called into duty. We're ready to help.
Everybody's on call.
Sure.
God damn it.
See through victim A's mail. She does not understand what she's talking about. So she's forwarding me all this, by the way.
Right.
Oh my
so
God.
This is victim A to her.
Yeah.
To Anne. You're out of your mind? That's a question mark.
No, that's not a question mark.
A statement. You should be treated. That's a statement, and she's correct.
Yes.
You're a sick woman.
This is her writing to Anne.
This is victim A.
Okay, yes. Right. Victim A writing to Anne. All right, good.
What are you blaming me all the time? What have I done to you? A very valid question.
Yeah, really?
This is good.
I did not take your money, and that's your fault that I was deceived for the second time. So it's your fault I was deceived for the second time because I believed you and you sent me to these scammers.
Yeah, so why are you blaming me?
You twat waffle? I added that. You convinced me to believe these people. It's you gave me fake sites. What do you want from me, really? I'm terribly tired from you. Leave me alone. Where is your mind? I did not drench you with mud. Again, the foreigners. So, but
I didn't drench you with mud.
That's probably a saying over there.
Or somebody had diarrhea.
Yeah.
I'm telling the truth. Are we both were deceived? Are you together with them? I do not know how the... I do not know now the truth. But sooner or later, the truth will prevail. For you crying the psychiatric clinic, I myself have long do not write to you and do not want to know you. So Victim A's been out of it, but Anne is lashing out.
Yeah, but the thing...
But I'm sorry, sweetie.
That's a great point, though. She's saying, you know, are you in with them?
Yes. And that's why I always brought this to my attention, because people wanted to know.
Yeah.
And you write again and again to me. What do you specifically want from me? You're a complete idiot. Not better than me, but I realized and accepted the situation, but you are still struggling with windmills.
Yeah.
A little Don Quixote reference.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like it.
So this is a message from victim A to me. Hi, Davin. If you do want, tell me, please, what do you think about all? Your opinion. Who is Anne really? Why she offends me all the time, and why my fault? I said, it's not your fault. My honest opinion is she's a sick woman who never should have looked who never should have been looked to as an expert. She's not an expert. Unfortunately, people like yourself follow her advice, and big things happened. I still believe your local authorities would be your best chance of justice, but admittedly is a very long shot. The sites she sent you were real. However, she was in contact with scammers who she thought were helping her friends, and then they created fake agents and such. The fakes, of course, were the scammers.
Right. Wait, did you say fake?
Yes.
You did.
Oh, is that one of the...
Yeah, it's one of the Ooh. Words.
Okay, Pip. Well, I had fake and fakes in there. So one of them counts.
Fake.
Victim A writes back, I think so too. Unfortunately, I understood it late. This is a Russian proverb. To live one century, to study one century. I was too trusting.
Oh.
I don't know the proverb. I have other Russian proverbs, but I don't want to start a fight. So I write, this is usually the case of scam victims. If you want to send me your information about your scammers and what happened, feel free. If not, that's okay as well. Anne can provide you no help or justice. So if you continue to talk with her, that is your choice. But please please have that understanding.
Yeah.
Dav and I myself no longer go out with her to communicate. She herself all the time wrote letters to me. She urged me to contact the FBI or somewhere else. I told her 100 times that I will no longer deal with her. I can send to you your own. I can send to you our last 2 letters from her constant threats and accusations. Then I also realized that she's a sick woman. Of course I can send a complete description of my story related to Nigerian scammers. But what for? Do you want me to tell your story on the radio? Although I do not care anymore, you could tell it on the radio to warn other people. Which
is why good.
I'm telling it on the radio to warn other people.
Right.
I go, I do use it to warn people. Your name has come up via Ann on the show, and I always refer to you as Victim A. So she writes her last message. I will never contact you anymore. You should blame yourself. So it's the thing that so it's rehashing,
right?
The last thing that she sent to Anne, which I read earlier,
right?
Which Anne sent to me. I said, you've pretty much figured it out. It's sad. I've explained to her millions of times what the situation is with research and proof. She can't accept it. I have not responded to her in some time. I spent months trying to help her. She will die an angry and lonely person. Very sad. So sad. So Victim A goes, you're going to use my real name? I go, of course not. I don't use any victims' real names. She goes, okay, I'll send it later after the weekend. I am thinking, okay? I go, sure, it's up to you. It is used for education. My email address is, and I give her my email address. She goes, I think in your country does not have such naive and gullible people like me. Naive and gullible people live in the territory of the former USSR. This is my opinion. I do not want to offend anyone. No, no, we do.
No, we have plenty.
I have plenty.
Chock full of nuts as a heavenly.
So I go, my country's filled with naive people. Yeah. It's an international problem. We have better whiskey. You have better vodka.
Smiley face. Yes.
By the way, she goes, by the way, do not you turn to the country pumpkin cult. That was another character. She, too, was somehow connected with Anne. Maybe it's something interesting to tell you. I go, I do not know country pumpkin. Her analysis of the situation, I believe, was wrong. But if you would like me to talk to her, you can give her my email address. So she gives me her email address.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can we stop for a second? Don't turn to the country pumpkin because...
I didn't think her analysis was good.
Oh, okay. So she doesn't particularly get it either.
That's in my opinion.
Okay.
So then she gives me Country Pumpkin's contact. I go, please give her my email address. I do not wish to impose. If she wants to talk, I am willing. She goes, okay, bye, thanks. Go bye. Then she goes, by the way, is it possible to listen to your radio with simultaneous translation into Russian? At the hearing, I barely understand English. Although I live in Kazakhstan, we speak in Russian.
I'll handle this. Kapushka, pushka, 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 nyet, kapushka, pushka, pushka, pushka. Thank you.
You just told her to go fuck a goat, you know.
No, sorry.
And then in the middle you said no.
Yeah.
I think you could probably get some type of translation software, but other than that, I'm not sure. we got a stupid asshole
you
here.
You got me. Yeah. You don't need that.
Nope. It's not a question that's been asked to me before. She goes, that is the answer, no. I listen to your radio in English, and many words do not understand. Fair enough. Do not worry. I go, sorry. Maybe we'll get so big we'll need to hire a Russian translator. Oh,
you know. You never know.
It's funny what we think of Russian now. She goes, possible. Time will tell. After all, yet I have not sent you a description of what happened. Bye-bye. I go, bye. She goes, check your email, please. I sent tests. I go, emailed you back. She goes, I'm sorry for my English. I taught him at school since the second grade, but any language requires communication, so I began to forget it. My many words translate through Google Translator and I really buy. I go, I'm sure I'll be able to figure out what you mean. Our audience is aware we talk with people around the world. All right. So from December 21st, 2014, she writes, how are you? Sure you're well. Check your email. Have a few questions. I go, I'm good. Hope you're well. I will when I have a moment. All right. This is the email. She goes, how are you? I have questions again. I know that Anne is a pseudonym. She's Japanese and her name is, and then she gives me the real name. She lives in California or Japan. Please tell me how it happened that she began to communicate with scammers as they got out to her. When she gave me the right sites of the authorities, then how is it that scammers know about it if she does not know them, as she says? And what about the money which she also paid them, as she says? You know something else? Everything is confused and unclear. I just want to understand. After all, she's the victim, or is she a scammer pretending that she's the fool? Thanks, best regards. All right, and this is where, once again, I have to drop the knowledge, which is a good little summary for everybody.
Yeah.
I go, none of this is definite, but my belief for my research is the following. She lives in Japan. She got scammed as part of her interactions with some guy posing as Jimmy Jones. She thought that was her friend. The scammers claimed he was murdered by scammers or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think these scammers then posed as officials and told her that they could help bring Jimmy's murderers to justice. Anne thought she was feeding them information to get the killers. The scammers told Anne that they had captured the killers thanks to Anne's help. Anne then fancied herself as an expert, and that was put into contact with more, and that was put into contact with more fake officials, all the while she would claim her expertise.
Yeah.
Her expertise derived from the fake officials' claims that Anne was helping catch scammers. She made videos. People like you thought she was actually getting the results that nobody else was getting from the real authorities. She put you in contact with them in the belief they would capture your scammer and get your money back. Of course, this was all scam by the scammers, and you've all have paid money and gotten nothing. I think she meant well, but her hubris and pride does not allow her to realize how wrong she is. I also think this might have driven her to mental illness. She did report to real websites, but she let the scammers know her every move via email. They would then create fake personalities to seem like real officials were responding. Of course, these were just scammers. The only real officials I can tell she had contact with was the U.S. Army CID, which we showed them.
Right.
They told her this was a scam. She did not believe it. Even after I had my contact at the Pentagon check it out. So, do I think she sent you to scammers to knowingly have you scam further? No. Do I think all should have stayed as far away from her as possible? Yes. Again, that is my theory based on what I've been shown. Whatever you present to me can only help make the picture clearer for myself and the audience. She goes, did not fit in the head I was thinking. Thank you, Davin. I'm so ashamed that I did a heap. My friend tell me, do you know more fools like me from my country or from Russia? I've heard that many girls fall into clutches of scams but pay them small amounts. Is there anything in your environment, girls, who have listed fraudsters as much money as I am? So she thinks she might be the most. Sometimes I think I am the only one. I think many of the victims is difficult and embarrassing to admit, and so they stay silent. After all, in fact, not all the people around me know what happened with me, actually. I am now reclusive. I am very ashamed of this folly. Therefore, I find it easier to tell you what happened to me, actually. You're far away, and you're from another continent, and certainly my compatriots do not listen to your radio.
Yeah, that's such a damn shame that she's so embarrassed by what happened to her. And then she gets, taken in by Anne, who thinks she's an expert, and she's a wackadoo at this point.
Also, Anne harassing her and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's horrible, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, and she hit, you know, the way it was described, yeah, she refuses to acknowledge that these scammers, you know, these people are scammers. She doesn't want to make come to terms with it. Also, from dealing with them, I think it's affected her, you know, mental illness. I will agree with that.
Yeah.
Where it seems that in some instances she's schizophrenic. She will call them, you know, fraud stars or whatever, and then she will say, "But they're stupid officials."
Right.
What are they, Anne?
She can't make up her mind.
And it's not like she has said it on one page and three pages later.
Mm-hmm.
However, in this instance, in this section, she said it the next sentence.
Yeah.
The next sentence. Yeah. So I feel bad for her, but I don't, because she refuses to see the light, and mm-hmm. she's led somebody, you know, two people down the path. She's also called somebody who is an expert on this, a liar and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and is destroying Davin's credibility when he's not. He's actually helped people, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just it's a shit show, you know.
Yeah, it really is. Ugh.
So, I mean, we see now how it's been laid out, how she has sucked in people who were scammed.
Right.
How her, you know, I kind of laid it out. So, I mean, this woman's in a bad way, and Anne is, I guess, just Anne just couldn't, got to the point she couldn't take what I was telling her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've stopped right responding to Anne. She keeps on sending me shit. I'm just like, I'm fucking done.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, at some point, it's like, how many times can we have the same conversation?
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm not getting through to you, and, you know, you're just deluded. She really is. It's a shame that she took other people with her.
That's the real tragedy of it.
You want to know? You want to know something? In a way, it reminds me of my mom. My mom is one of the most intelligent, rational people. God rest her soul. She was, and she was dating this guy, and then broke up with her, and then she had like a mental breakdown, and she went constantly talking about him and this, that, and the other thing, and it would drive my aunt and I crazy, because you know, I've lived there, and you know, she would be on the phone with my aunt. We would talk to her, you know, and try to convince her, you know, what was going on. And she would investigate all this, and it's bad. And I'm like, why are you doing this? I need to know. And I go, just let it go, you know. And I was convinced, my aunt and I were convinced she had a nervous breakdown.
Oh,
you know, but she, you know, when somebody gets emotionally involved, and my mom was one of the most rational people you'd ever want to meet. She was not thinking correctly. You know, and my aunt and I were like the voice of common sense, just went through one or not the other, you know? So, you know, it when you know, it happens, you know?
Yeah, I think that some people become so involved in whatever scenario they're really all in and they're believing it.
Yeah.
And then when something comes and shakes that belief to the core, it kind of like it breaks their reality. It breaks their grip on reality.
I don't know, I'm going to start fights. But I think if this Trump thing goes the way I think it's going to go,
uh-huh.
I think it's going to end badly for him.
That's
just my gut. I don't have the Mueller report. But just from all the research, all the stuff I've seen, all the contradictions, Rudy Giuliani running around making all things worse.
Oh,
even
God.
Joel will agree with me on that.
Oh, my God. He's a fool.
Believe me, it'll be fine.
I think there's going to be people that are going to be devastated because, like I said at the top of the show, they identify by voting for him. They are emotionally invested. So if this guy goes down, you're going to have people with all the evidence that's going to be laid out. All the evidence that's laid out in any other situation, rational people would go, oh, it's right there. This would make complete sense. Because so many people are emotionally invested with him and they're all in and they feel an attack on him is an attack on them. If this goes down badly for him, you're going to have some people who are going to snap. You're going to have some people
who
are going
to
be very, very unwell and who will not be able to deal with the reality that the guy they thought was different, they put all their hopes and dreams in,
mm-hmm.
may not be. And they won't admit that may not be. So if it was any other name, any other situation, you said, oh, yeah, guy's crooked as hell. If it goes the way I think it's going to go, it's going to be pretty scary for a lot of folks.
Because people identify more strongly with him than your garden variety politician. So,
which is the genius of a 72 or 73-year-old guy who's been a millionaire his whole fucking life. That he's been, because most of us can't identify with that. Most of us have never had his lifestyle.
No.
His escapades, you know, good, bad, and different. Most of us can't relate to that.
No,
but
at
he's
all.
That's the magic of him.
When's the last time you were on a yacht?
It's been a while. Not as much as I should be.
Yeah.
Not really a yacht guy.
Last bowl of caviar.
Don't really like fish eggs.
Okay. Last golden faucet. Maybe I should ask you this one, Joe.
Yeah.
Golden shower?
My last house.
No, not shower. Faucet.
Gold faucet.
In where?
Made of gold.
Not made of gold.
No, just because it's painted gold doesn't mean it's made of gold. No. His are made of gold.
Yeah.
Only the best.
Or coated in it. You know, I'm just saying.
Do you agree, though, Pip?
Yeah, I do. I think that there would be more people, if it does go the way that you're saying, I think that there are some people that are more all...
As you were saying.
I was just saying that, you know, if it goes down in a bad way for Trump, there are people that are more invested in him than they are with, you're general politician.
He's got their hopes and dreams.
It's more of a cult of personality, and people are more ensconced in that than they would be with just, you know, any senator or somebody. And so if he does get in trouble and it is terrible, yeah, I do think that there are going to be people that are not going to be able to wrap their minds around that.
Because remember, the scammers tell Ann, only I can fix this.
Right.
And I will restore your hopes and dreams.
I
will make you feel right.
Yeah.
And that's, you know,
this is
Donald Trump
often
said, only I can fix it.
Right.
A lot of people look to him, well, if he got, you know, if he can become a millionaire, I can become a millionaire. But they don't understand the advantages he was born into.
Right. But also it's like he's the one, I'll hire the best people. I know how to do it.
I'm
going to
make you happen
to do it.
Which a lot of people have been screwed.
Yeah.
By the government.
Yeah.
You know, and he said he'd make it right. And you certainly go, well, this guy's different. Most certainly is different.
So you jump into the boat with him and go, okay, this is the guy that's going to help me.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't happen, yeah, I think that people will be... So mass, there will be, not everybody, but there
no.
will be some people.
Other people go, fuck. Next one. On to the next. That didn't work out.
Yeah.
But there's going to be people.
That are just, the ones who are really ensconced are going to go, oh my God. Oh my God. He lied
well,
to me.
Well, you know, you
what?
Talk about the whole thing. What about on the left that people still can't deal that he won? Or, well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's on like both. It's on both sides. It's not like, well, it's just it's on both sides.
Honestly, though, I got to be honest. I never hear anybody talk about Hillary, but people from the right. I never hear liberals talking about Hillary or say it was stolen from her or what could have been. I really hear nobody mention Hillary Clinton. To be honest with you,
you'd be better
off if you said how people invested in Obama, because there were a lot of people who were emotionally invested in Obama,
yes.
First black president, hope and change.
Yes, we can.
Yes, so. I think there was more, but I don't think nobody, like, people were upset about the election for a while and overreacted.
Yes.
For a while.
Yeah.
But that ship has sailed long ago.
Yeah.
So
there are still people that won't let it go.
Let what go? The fact that she lost or the fact that something dirty might have happened?
The fact that she lost. She wasn't resonating with a lot of the country.
But there's a difference here. Mm-hmm. There's a difference here. The fact that she lost, I would agree,
people have to get over it.
If they're stuck with the simple fact that she lost. And right. can't move on from that. They have to get over that. If they're stuck with the fact that she lost and it may not have been done right, it may have gone down dirty, well, that's what we're trying to
find out.
She
was just as dirty, too. She was just as dirty, too.
That's not his point. The election was
the election was dirty.
Tainted.
And it was on her side, too. She was giving questions, answers to questions, or the questions on in a debate. She screwed over Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm. I believe
you know,
that.
They were as dirty as they can be.
Well, those things are wrong, and I would agree with you.
Yeah.
But it's still different than conspiring with the enemy, if that's what happened.
Right.
So, you know, you never heard me say Hillary's pristine or she didn't do things wrong. I never said that. You got the wrong guy for that.
Yeah.
But all that's different than if you're actively conspiring with the enemy. Because at the end of the day, and I don't agree with those type of things of her getting the questions and what her Wasserman Schultz did to Bernie. I don't agree with that. But at the end of the day, it doesn't stack up to conspiring with the enemy.
Yeah.
I mean, Russia's the enemy. It used to be an enemy. It used to be a fucking bit in your act.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't change.
Well, let's see what happens.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I'm not jumping it. But I said if it's going the way it looks like it's going, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
I didn't say it's definitely going to be that way. But if it goes that way, I stand by it. Some people are not going to be able to just walk away from it. That sucked. You know, and go on to the next. It is going to devastate some people to the fact that they will be deniers and they will not be able to function.
And in any elected race, there are true believers on each side. And those people can become so devastated because they are all in.
Yeah, but this is different because it's gone on for so long.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain of we're all in this together because the perception that he's always being attacked. So they take strength as like it's everybody against us,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know. It's like I joke. Oh, everybody's against Trump, and I often joke. Yes, everybody is always against old white male billionaires. society is always lined up to keep them down.
Poor them.
But the brilliance of Trump is he gets fucking people that are dirt poor to buy in with him. I mean, that's the brilliance of him.
Yeah, it really is.
And those people, a lot of those people. I don't think they're going to bounce back. Just like Anne. I don't think there's bouncing back from Anne.
I don't see it.
Anne is fucking lost. It's been too much. It's been too much. She held herself in such hubris that she knew better. She thought she was helping people.
Yeah.
You know, she thought she was being heard.
Yeah.
She thought her research was really resonating.
Yeah.
And she knew shit that everybody else did. And she felt like she was always being attacked by the anti-scammers and everything. There's a lot of parallels there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I, you know.
And she's so lost.
She's lost. I can't reach her.
No.
And God knows I tried.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
So. Good thing I don't get emotionally attached.
To Anne.
No, I mean, could you imagine if I was emotionally invested with
Only
her?
Only Belinda.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Belinda was special. Good scammer clips if we get them up. Oh, did we get them up? No, we didn't get them up. But still, we got some good scammer clips up
there.
Yeah,
we do.
Always juicy shit. So that's just my thing. I think, I could see parallels, which I've stated before. But I feel bad for this woman, Victim A.
Yeah.
I still feel bad for Anne. That's unfortunate. I'm being thrown under the bus.
Joe's girl is very concerned. Is this all over with AJ now? Is she totally done?
Oh, Joe's girl. You must tune in next week.
Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. Poor Joe's girl. But she loves us.
She's like, my stories?
Speaking of those stories, give us some totals.
My precious?
Yes, your precious.
Actually, there was only one Mr. Davin because there wasn't a lot of Anne talking to you. So then the other one was Fraud Star. We didn't get one of those.
No, Zippo.
Yeah. But I did get two fakes.
There you go.
And that one, Joe's girl called.
Yay.
So I have to throw it to Joe's girl.
Yay.
Throw it to Joe's girl.
I am.
Throw it to Joe's girl. All right. Good for you, Joe's girl.
Yes.
Now you can come over to the private showing of yous. let's see. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for a special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, opus party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Spilling Productions owner Davins of Davins Den. Dan, we got anything coming up?
March. Going to be in March.
Okay, March. We'll keep you posted on that. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side-splitting Productions, all of your entertainment needs, and you comedian. We're going to have a new website, too. Side-splittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094. Before I turn it over to Pip, I want to thank Amaru and Ty for coming on the show tonight. Please check out the movie Use Ultimate Social Experiment. This is Chapter 1. Your pals, the three of us, are in it. It's a fun little science fiction romp. See a lot of things that hit some nerve going on today. So definitely check that out. You go to amaruflix.com. That's AmaruFlix.com. And they're going to be having some showings and they're going to be in some festivals. One of them they're trying to get into is in Newark. So,
oh, wow.
If they get into Newark, maybe we'll see if we...
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Be great.
Oh, my God, I'm black.
That'd be better. So, yeah, thank you, Amaru.
You should listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Whenever you're not listening to us, listen to them Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. for the Richter Observatory. That's Mr. Helix in disguise. And he plays some really great classic rock and some funny little bits, too. So please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Brokerage Comedy Club Thursday in Belmore, New York. Go to gubs.com for tickets and information. And on Friday, Fragile Sky, the band you heard on the break, we're going to be playing at the Kingsland, 269 Norman Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Check that on out. You can go on Will Call for tickets. And it's going to be a great show. It's going to be us with Make My Blood Dance, Boom Section, and Christopher J. So it's going to be a fun night, so check that on out.
Thursday, January 24th, Side Spinning Productions presents live comedy at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York. I'll be headlining. I'll be joined by Brett Druck and Greg Reedon. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. 845-561-9444. River Grill's a great place. Friday, January 25th, Side Spinning Productions presents live comedy at Casa Bianca in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, starring Uncle Floyd and Jason Scoop. Everybody loves Uncle Floyd. For tickets, call 973-697-9704. Saturday, January 26th, Side Spinning Productions is performing at a fundraiser in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, headlined by yours truly, joined by Joe Curry and Rob Eppel. If you're interested, email me at davin@davinsden.com. I'll give you the details. It's a fundraiser. But, yeah, so Joe and I will be sharing the stage, pissing off people from all ideologies.
In two different ways.
Yeah, so there's that. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening live. You fucking stuck with us through the tech issues. I may have solved it. I don't know.
Tech Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. It has certainly been a clusterfuck. It has been an issue tonight.
Yeah.
We persevered.
It's been challenging. Thank you for sticking through it with us.
This has been very challenging. Life altering. And now I have to deal with other issues as far as getting this show actually uploaded. More issues. But anyway. All right. So let's get out of here. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening if you can.
Take care.